Welcome back into our Boone Area Chamber of Commerce 20 Good Minutes series as we continue to talk to members of our community that have put their name on the ballot to run for Boone Town Council. Our next candidate to talk to is Todd Carter. Todd, we appreciate your time here today and would just like to start by giving you an easy question. Introduce yourself to folks that might not know you already and maybe give us some insight as to what has motivated you to run for town council at this point.
Great, David. Thanks. I appreciate this opportunity. This is probably one of the best ways to get and reach people in our virtual world right now. And sadly, right back where we were, it seems like, and maybe even worse. But I'm Todd Carter, and professionally, I am the Chief Development Director at Hospitality House of Northwest North Carolina. People are my passion. So no matter my career path, it's always been about people. And having been working in Boone for the past 10 years to make Boone a welcoming, inclusive, accessible, safe for all community, healthy, I wanted to take the next step. Now that I live in the town limits, now that I can afford to live in the town limits, we'll talk more about that later, I've spent my energy for the past decade working in Boone, working for the children of Boone, working for the people on the margins, the lower income folks, mentoring students at Appalachian, really and truly people are my passion. And so I'm dedicated to civic engagement. I've got a long history of that in my family, and it's something that I feel the time is right for me to do.
Well, thank you for that introduction. And that leads nicely into our first, the hard hitting question, right? What are some of your top priorities should you be elected to this seat?
Well, number one is improve relationships between the town and the county. I've been reading articles, and at some point we got to stop suing each other. It doesn't make sense. We all go to the same churches. We go to the farmer's market. We are in the same community. We got to sit down and work it out. That has always bothered me. So that is absolutely number one. Number two, as an openly gay man who cares about LGBTQ youth, who started a nonprofit for queer kids, I want to pass the non-discrimination ordinance and promote practices and policies of equity, inclusion, and diversion. I want it to be more than words. I want it to be action. That's my top two.
There is no secret that this council, as I know you have discussed before, is coming into what are some very formative conversations and some projects that have been out there for discussion and debate for decades, it seems like. And two of those that I want to talk about now are the Bullock property and also Howard Street redevelopment. What are some of your goals for these projects, and how do you plan on seeking input from not only people that live and pay taxes in Boone proper, but also the folks that live outside of the Boone city limits yet come here to work? They come to these areas and visit them frequently and are users of some of these areas that we're discussing. How do you balance those two conversations out to inform your own opinion to then put some stamp on these two major development projects that we'll see shape the community for the next, you know, couple of decades to come?
Well, I like that you said they've been conversations have been going on forever. My whole thing is, if I'm lucky enough to be elected, it's a less talk, more action. I just want to get stuff done. And Boone is about more than just the people who can vote in the town council election. It's about all the stakeholders that come to Boone and can enjoy Boone. And I think it's definitely about listening to all sides and understanding that there's got to be more transparency between the leadership at Appalachian State and the Boone Planning Commission, and making sure that we are protecting the history and the culture of Boone. People come to Boone because it's special. People come to Boone because they feel something when they walk down King Street. We've got to keep that feeling. We've got to manage the growth intentionally in a way that's going to preserve those things, but understand that we're growing. And one of the other things is, when I talk about the intentional transparency, we talk about, oh, App State's going to enroll 20,000 people this year. We're going to increase our minority recruitment. Well, what's the town of Boone doing to support the minority students that are coming here? What are we doing to encourage minority-owned businesses to open up on Howard Street? What are we doing to make those students feel welcome while at the same time expanding and making Boone a place that everyone feels great walking down the sidewalk?
You have talked about a number of things here that thread this needle of relationship building and the importance of relationship management. From a seat on town council, how do you feel your role in that way would impact things such as relationship with town staff, relationship with residents? You've mentioned the university and the county already, but how will you work to manage relationships and manage the flow of conversation that goes on between not only the town council and those entities, but then even those entities amongst each other?
Well, I'm in the relationship business as someone who does fundraising and development for a living and someone who does it to make Boone better. So this is a specific skill that I have. And again, people are my passion. And one thing that I have always held true to and is I'm going to be able to find a common ground with someone to talk about an issue that we both care about. And number one is listening and building those relationships, but it first starts with trust. And you have to come at it from an honest perspective. No one wants to hear a carnival barker running for town council. You've got to listen first, and that's when you take action. And it can be done. It absolutely can be done if we're willing to do it together.
As you are listening, you will likely hear a number of different things that people want to see town council become involved with, and that a lot of times leads to monetary considerations. What are some of the budget priorities that you have coming into this or things that you are looking for in a role as a town council member that you would like to see impacted should you be elected?
Well, again, it's... One of the budget priorities, I want to help small business and promote small business, particularly minority-owned business. I want to incentivize businesses. I spent last night reading the UDO. That's some really scintillating, exciting stuff. But it's part of being elected to town council. And I'm hearing things already from business owners about some of the limitations of the UDO that make it a little more difficult. I've heard from residents that say we're not enforcing the R1 and R2 zoning when it comes to housing. So again, it's listening and prioritizing those things. And budget-wise, I mean, I'm not so sure that we're not going to have more ARP funds, American Rescue Plan funds coming down. And I want to look at that. I'm intimately aware of those funding streams that come from the federal government. And I want to make sure that we're spending it in the wisest way to beef up our infrastructure. And again, to manage that growth and that manage the growth for everyone that's living in Boone and coming to Boone.
You know, you've talked about a lot of connection with people. How do you prioritize your accessibility as a town council member? How will you work to allow people to have you serve as a sounding board or an agent of change or whatever the role may happen to be?
Well, one of my plans initially is to start these parkversations and be in a different park in the next 2 months. COVID will dictate that, whether that's going to happen. I've already been going door to door, canvassing, taking notes, talking to folks. I will be, if I am elected, I will have an automatic reply. I'm going to reply to every single person, but I want to be open and I want to have, you know, we have done something here with a Tuesday talk. So anyone can log on and just talk and ask us questions. And I want to continue that model in my life of public service, should I be elected. And I believe in strong constituent access, and people can email me right now at carterforboone@gmail.com. They can send me a DM on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Carter for Boone. I need to hear from folks because I want to hear what you need me to do and champion should I be elected.
We saved the most obvious question for last here. Certainly the last 18 months, as you well know from your profession, have been curveball city for all of us as we deal with the variety of challenges that COVID-19 has presented. Certainly from a health and safety standpoint, you've got one set of challenges that have been introduced and are prioritized appropriately. On the other side of that, you see the real economic impact that COVID-19 has had on communities, not just Boone, but across the globe, really. As a member of town council, how do you prioritize the balancing act of the health and safety versus the economic impact? And how will you work to advance us through this time and hopefully to a point where we are able to see a little bit more normalization of what this community used to look like versus the turbulent nature of how we have to operate right now?
I will tell you that my word that I want to bury and never use again is pivot. I'm so tired of using that word. But it's very clear. The more people that get vaccinated, the more the economy improves and the more safe people are. I'm going to be 100% with the science. And it's not a hard equation for me. If you're vaccinated, you're safer, we're following the science, and the economy can reopen. It's the lack of vaccination rates. You can look at other cities and other towns that have higher vaccination rates. And, you know, Orange County has a 90% adult vaccination rate. Their economy is not struggling as much. Now, I will say Boone's hasn't struggled nearly as much as Wilkes County. Their economy is really struggling. So we're, Watauga County and Boone is doing the best of our surrounding area. But even in my first statement, health and safety is the priority. And we this is when we have to lean on each other as a community. We have to put each other first. I mean, this is an amazing community that does so many good things and comes together for so many great causes that we've been a beneficiary of at Hospitality House. We just need to come together and love each other enough to get vaccinated so that we can keep our friends and neighbors safe.
In the final few minutes that we've got here, Todd, any parting comments that you'd like to make or any other statements that you'd like to get out before we close this one down and look forward to talking again in October?
Well, I will say that I have experienced that when a group of like-minded people get together, we can accomplish a lot. I remember the first time six of us got in a room and we had a vision about helping underprivileged kids. That's now the Back to School Festival. I'm proud to be a founder, a co-founder of that, that is now serving over 1,400 kids a year. It's that kind of passion that I'm going to bring to every single thing that I do, because I want to look at what's the issue, how can it help people? Again, because people are my passion. And if we get a group of like-minded folks working together, we can accomplish that, because that has been my career. And that's what I've been in, doing in Boone for the past 10 years.
Well, Todd, we appreciate your service to our community. I know a lot of people have benefited from the work that you've put in over the years. We look forward to talking to you again in October as part of this forum. And we appreciate your willingness to put your name on a ballot. That's no small feat at this time in our society. So appreciate your willingness to serve. And we will look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you, David. A lot of people think I'm nuts. So and maybe I am. But I'm all in for the people of Boone. Thank you a lot.